call 341-8888.
Well, I just want to wrap up this program and our time on the Henny in the Morning Show by admitting that one of the most oft-asked questions by our listeners over the phone and on email and on letters has been, Henny, do you really have the hots for Nancy? And the answer is absolutely yes. And the other question that's most often asked is, have you ever seen her naked? And the answer was no. And then this morning, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, Nancy was planning to flash me this morning as a wrap-up to this show on this very heart. Are you getting all warm and fuzzy, Lane?
Yeah, I am.
And she was going to flash me, and then she discovered the president of the company, Jimmy Waters, in the room, and our general manager, Brad.
Oh, he walks out of sight. Yeah, he wants to see this, but you're terrible.
And Duff Roman and Bob Lane are all lurking around, so Nancy says, no flash. You guys have spoiled it for me once again. You just couldn't leave well enough alone, could you? Nancy, we'll go off somewhere. Thank you, sweetheart. Doug Kirkwood, thank you so much. It's been just a joy working with you. I wish I could tell the people what I originally called you and what I'm going to revert back to when we're on the new show.
I'm looking forward to that.
Doug Beaumont will stay with us to do the news. And the last song. The last song is by Roy Orbison. Stay tuned for Bob Lane and Duff Roman.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby won't be near you anymore. Before they fly, send falling stars that seem to cry. Your baby doesn't want you anymore. It's over. It breaks your heart in two.
Bob Lane.
And I'm Duff Roman.
And this is Alan Waters, president of Chum Limited.
I have just a few short remarks to make today. No speech. I would like to thank all the Chum people who are here today for their hard work and dedication to Chum. You should all be very proud of the contribution you have made to the success of Chum. Today we are facing a new challenge. We must make a success of the team. It will take a lot of hard work. As usual, we will have fun doing it.
1050 Chum Forever.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mayor of Toronto, Mr. Mel Lastman.
I'm Mayor Mel Lastman on behalf of Toronto City Council and the 2.5 million people of our great city do hereby proclaim April 30th to May 7th, 2001 as 1050 Chum Week in the City of Toronto in appreciation of the unique contributions made by this great Toronto radio station.
Good morning, world. This is Bobbo.
Good morning, Bobbo. This is Duff.
Well, we're here. We're doing it.
It's finally happened, Bob.
Final hours of 1050 Chum. And Duff Roman and Bob Lane are back on the air.
We're back and glad to be here. 5 hours of magic, music, memories.
Guests.
Yep.
And music.
Oh, especially the music.
The music. And why don't we start off with some music?
All right.
And then we're going to have Roger Ashby in here to talk.
All right. Here's the all-time great party song of all time, Bob, by the Kingsmen. You know it.
Louie Louie.
All right.
Oh, brother, baby. it's Brian Williams from CBC Sports. When I went to high school in Hamilton way back in the 1960s, I idolized Juggle J. Nelson. He was on Channel 7 in Buffalo, did Prof Smart. I wanted to be in radio. I, of course, listened to Chum. Al Belisca was there, Pete Dickens. Then Jay Nelson came to Chum years later following university. I had a chance to work with Jay, get to know Jay. Jay Nelson was very, very special. He passed away a number of years ago, but what I remember about Jay was the immense creativity. He always wanted to play jokes. He had that big, foot-long Cuban cigar that drove Dick Smythe crazy. But, you know, they'd be saying, Jay, you're on the air in 10 seconds, and he'd be out lecturing Larry Wilson or myself on why the National Football League wasn't on Chum. Great memories. Great people, and I'll tell you, I loved working here in the early 1970s.
That's Brian Williams, an old friend.
Yeah, yeah.
A good friend. Now I've got another old friend, and I use the word advisedly.
Older friend.
Both.
No, you look great, Rog. You really do for a guy that's been in the business. How long?
Oh, gosh. Longer than you guys.
No.
Not really.
No, your hair's the right color. Roger Ashby is here. Roger, of course, does the morning show on Chum FM with Marilyn and Rick.
Yeah.
But you worked at 1050 Chum.
I did. I started in this room. I assume you guys started in this room.
This was my studio.
This is the one, and you were a teenage phenom, as I recall. You were a teenager when you came to
Chum. I was 19.
Ooh.
I was 19. That was back in the days when this here was a window, not a wall, and you could see out to the street. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Everybody listening now is watching your point.
That's right.
That's right. You watch your radios carefully.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I remember you did the all-night show.
I did, after you. Well, there was a little bit.
I don't know who. Yeah. Nobody of any consequence.
They came and went.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you weren't feeling well. And I filled in for you on a Sunday night, and I remember coming in and I said, Rog, what did you do to all the perks? I used to get free hamburgers and all kinds of food,
and
these guys aren't phoning me anymore.
Well, that's back in place now, Bob. I learned the hard way.
I know. I've seen some of the stuff that comes in for the morning show.
Come on in any morning. There's food every day.
Yeah. Favorite story?
Oh, gee, I knew you were going to ask me this.
Then you should have prepared.
I suppose I
did. Hey, Rog, how many years has it been? Nothing changes. Roger.
Nothing changes. Yeah. Well, you know, everybody's talking about the Osmonds visit and the Bay City Rollers visit, and I certainly remember those, the peanut butter and jam sandwiches they served at the Bay City Rollers party at the Ramada Inn at the Don Valley Parkway in the 401. All the different people that have come through here. You know, I'd like to get a master list. Maybe somebody upstairs has a master list of all the people who worked here, because I'd like to see that.
That'd be great if we could find something like that.
What were your on-air years at Chum AM, 1050 Chum?
69, summer of 69. I started 6 days after Woodstock. I always say that to put it in perspective.
Yeah.
Through 1985. So that was about 16 years. And then this fall will mark 16 years on FM, so I will have spent equal time on both stations. But do you remember the first song you played when you came here?
I do. It was Witch Doctor by David Seville.
Really?
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing.
And it wasn't an oldie then. It was a current hit.
Oh, it was brand new, and we still played it.
Jeff, do you remember?
It was, I think, Satisfaction by the Stones.
Really?
1965, yeah.
When I came, it was Put a Little Love in Your Heart by Jackie DeShannon. And I remember queuing it up. We played 45s in those days.
Yeah.
Queuing it up in that control room right over there.
Remember the look of the records, eh? The colorful labels, and you can see the printing and that.
You knew all the label names. Who wrote the song? You knew all that information then.
And I'm going to go to my grave knowing that I played David Seville as my first. You got the Stones. You know, I mean, where is the class in what that was? It was a number one song.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it all weekend. I was really disappointed.
Well, you know, morning men back in those days were notorious for not showing up on time.
And how has that changed, Roger?
It hasn't, actually.
No.
But our general manager's in the room, so don't say any more.
Okay.
But I remember I used to finish at 5 a.m., and Jay would be here at 5. Most days he would be here at 5 o'clock. But one day he didn't get here till 20 after 6. And we had phoned him. Finally had to send a cab over to knock on his door to wake him up. And he came in and he handed me very, very quietly a $10 bill, said, thanks for hanging in.
Like, thanks, kid.
Yeah, thanks, kid, and don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody.
Al Belisca was never on time, and I never got paid.
He's a bitter older gentleman now, as you can see.
Well, I don't have to wish you success on Chum FM, continued success on Chum FM. You are the number one morning show in town, and deservedly so. And
I'm having just as much fun now as I had the first day I walked in this building.
And so are we.
Yeah, yeah, I think that can be said for all the Chum people, Raj. Yeah. You really are the personification of us all. And I tell you, that show of yours in the morning is fabulous.
And so, thank you. And so many people who used to work here, who we've been in touch with over the last month or so, they say that some of the memories of working here, they say were the best days of their career.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to leave Rick and Marilyn out because I know you're going to get it if I not
mention them. Oh, yeah, mention them. Yeah, they need all the help they can get. Well, thanks for having me in here. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show. Have a great one.
Thanks for coming,
Roger.
By.
All right.
Okay,
thank
Roger
you.
Ashby on 1050 Chum, and we should do time check stuff like in the good old days.
Is that in Fahrenheit?
It's 10:12 Chum Chime Time.
We're going to get it up tight.
Yeah.
Everything is going to be all right. Got to have a good time now.
Woo!
Come on along and find out
how.
C-H-U-M.
1050 Toronto.
Fun. Everybody's in despair, every girl and boy. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on. Sugar sweet, but jumping queues and making haste just ate my cup of meat. Everyone's beneath the trees feeding pigeons on a limb. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without. Come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on.
Well, my early memories of Chum, growing up in the vicinity of Toronto, just outside of the big city, in the burg of Hamilton, certainly included listening to Chum in the evening when my e-transistor radio would certainly be tuned to Bob McAdory after school, and then later in the evening, staying up late sometimes listening to Bob Lane. But I do remember probably the highlight is always listening to Brian Skinner, the Prez, because Brian was certainly a very, very talented guy, and I thought, this is amazing. Here's a guy that has a special door that goes to the basement of Chum, where he goes down and gets these special records. And, of course, it was the Grooveyard. We're not just playing an old song or an oldie at the time. Brian using the Theater of the Mind would, of course, go down to the Grooveyard. And is there a better place to be than the Grooveyard?
Charlie O'Brien, who is one of the final guys on 1050 Chum.
Great radio name, Charlie O'Brien.
Charlie O'Brien. Yeah.
There with the real Don Steele. Remember all the those great
Duff
names?
Roman and
Bob Lane.
We have a guy on the phone. I hope Peter Dickens is on the phone. Peter? No, we don't have Peter yet. Do we have to do something in here? Isn't this cute?
Is he
Peter
on the line anywhere?
No, I don't know.
Is it a phone connection or is
Hello?
He not
there?
Peter,
hey, there he is.
Oh, hi,
Peter.
Peter Duff Roman.
Oh, Duff, how are you?
Oh, great.
Peter, Bob Lane.
And hello to Bob. You're not coming through very clearly. I don't know whether you can make a better connection or not.
It's radio, Peter. Yeah, you'll have to just go with the flow, buddy.
And we've got the chief engineer here. So you know.
Are you okay?
Everything's great. How about you?
Very faint.
Very faint.
Well, I wanted to tell you that Mighty Quinn song really put things into context for me because it was a favorite of my son, Gary, and Gary's going to be 50 next year.
Oh, my God.
Just, written by Bob Dylan, you know, Peter.
Pardon?
Written by Bob Dylan. I did my show preparation for this morning.
Peter,
just
you
fading
were
in and out, so I'm not getting all of your conversation.
Okay, we've got our chief engineer working on this.
Well, do you think it'll be very long?
You know, Peter, if you can hear this, why don't you perhaps give us your favorite memory or reminiscence and just take it from here while we work on the technical stuff.
Okay, all right.
Thanks,
well,
Peter.
There are so many. When I arrived at Chum in 1958, it was my first opportunity to do nothing but news. And my previous experience had been a little bit of everything, as I guess everybody did at the start. And so I learned very quickly what news was all about. But the thing that impressed me so much at the time, a few months before I actually started, I had been in Toronto and listening to Chum, of course, to see what was going to be going on. And what really got my attention was the use of telephone tapes with people who were just ordinary folks who were in the news for one reason or another. Prior to that, of course, we were used to hearing all the newsmakers, the prime ministers, and so on and so forth. But here was Chum talking to ordinary folks, and that seemed to make such a difference to the whole approach to news. As a matter of fact, when I started, it was pretty well all local news. We hardly did any world or international stuff at all. Gradually, as the news concept evolved, we did get involved. We did bring in the international aspect. Major stories were developing around the world, and people wanted to know about them. But those were the two first things about Chum, was the use of telephone tape and the concentration on local news. And then, of course, the next thing we got exposed to was the Chum promotions, which newsmen were involved with as much as the DJs. I think the first one that I was caught up in was at, it was at Tip Top Tailors on Yonge Street downtown. There was some money put in a safe, and we invited people to come and try to open the safe, and if they did, they got, I think the amount was $5,000.
That's what it was.
The safe successfully, the money was theirs, and we would take turns. That was the story going around anyway, and I think he was going to use the money to buy a motorcycle.
He was out on parole, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What was
there was
like?
another big promotion, I guess everybody remembers, The Walking Man. Briefly, it involved a fellow walking around downtown. We would give out clues on the air to his identity, and the first person to go up to him and say, "Are you the Chum Walking Man?" would win the jackpot, and it increased from day to day, I guess, week to week, and it got to be quite a large amount. I don't remember what it was. But on the day that it was sort of reached its peak, he was down at Yonge and Queen, and there was a mass of people filling the whole intersection at noon. We were sent down in the mobile cruisers to do some remote broadcasts from the scene, and it was pretty hectic. At one point, I remember the police had to form a kind of a phalanx and push the crowd back. And I'd make a pathway down the road so that we could get through with the cruiser. Otherwise, I think we would have been sitting there for hours. So those were two of the highlights. I guess the first major news